From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here, Brian Masurowski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
It's a Friday, off to a start, and the weekend's...
How are you doing, Joe? It is Friday, yes. We are off to a start.
I mean, Have I voiced any untruths? I'm trying to keep it honest.
Everything you said is factually accurate. You are correct. A number of things that I want to get to. 803-0930 to weigh in here on WBEN. And I don't know exactly where we want to start, but I'll just throw it out there. What stinks? If you're in the car right now, and maybe it's not all the time, but it's been every time I've been on the stretch of that stretch of the 190 in the last month, maybe more than a month. The 190 near Black Rock. What stinks? Every time I've driven on it, it smells. And it's not just me. I'll be in the car with my wife. Stinks here. Be in the car with my son. He's 3 years old. Dad, what stinks? You mentioned something. I mentioned it this morning, and you backed me up on it, that something stinks there.
Yes.
It's, I don't know, like what, it's been, I think, all hours of the day. Maybe it's random times. Maybe it's not constant. Is it the wastewater plant that's like acting up over the last month? What stinks? If are you in the car right now listening to this on the 190? If you are, 803-0930, as you're passing through that area, the Black Rock area, like in between the Peace Bridge, right by where the big mentholatum building is.
Yes.
Does it give me a live smell update, sniff test?
Yeah,
does it stink?
Because you're saying the 190, you're not talking Grand Island, right? Because we all know it smells before you go on the island on the 190
yeah.
there. You're talking by the Peace Bridge.
Yeah. And it smelled there before, but never for this long.
Right. I mean, and
it's been at least a month. It stinks every time.
If it's the smell I'm smelling, Brian, you can't drive through without smelling it. Like, it's impossible if you've been on that stretch of 190 to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because I was driving that way again last night, and I'm thinking, all right, maybe it'll be, you know,
it's right in your face.
All over. Down at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, still stinks.
Yeah.
Now, going back, didn't stink quite as much.
But there was still something.
Still something, for sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
In the exact same area. So maybe it's like a certain, you know, time or whatever there.
It's like the Cheerios.
Yeah, a certain time. I mean, but it's more consistent than the Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what
I've only smelled it once. I know you've had a little more experience with the stench.
Yeah, I've driven out, and I have. By the way, again, I want to say I've smelt it before. I think at one point they were doing some dredging in the canal near there, and there was like a clear reason, but I'm unsure if that's happening. Right there, someone saying it smells all the time. It's the water treatment plant, but it doesn't smell all the time.
This is a more defined smell.
It is over the last month. I mean, I know the treatment plant's always there. It has smelled in the past. It has not been this consistent for this long, as long as I can remember. Is there something going on at the water treatment plant
that's causing it to have
over the last month? Like, are we treating some extra water? Are we eating too much spicy food, like collectively? It has to be something.
Yeah. 803-0930. I'd love to know if someone either is having the same experience, or someone has the insight and knows exactly what's causing this more defined smell. In a very, by the way, Brian, a very heavily traveled portion of the 190. It's not like it's just you driving down the 190. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the 990. It's the 190. A lot of people drive on it.
It's not just me. I'm smelling it all the time. And tell me if I am. Maybe I'm my nose is extra sensitive or something like that over the last month, but I really do think it's more pronounced than it ever has been of what stinks and why.
Again,
if you know, let me know.
If I hadn't smelled it, Brian, I'd be the first one to say, I don't know what you're talking about, and I was just there. Within the last 2 weeks, I've driven that portion of the 190, and I noticed a stench. Where I was going, is this something in my car? Is something, you know, and then it's like, no, that's not something that would be wrong with the car.
Yeah. If you're in the car right now, you're there, live smell update, let us know, 803-0930, also on our Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. Here's a plausible... So, you know, people are mentioning the waste treatment plant. Like, that obviously makes sense. I just want to know why there's been more of the smell recently. Here's a plausible explanation. I don't know if it's true. The wind has been unusually out of the east lately.
Okay. Did now, Aaron text that in?
Joe... I have no idea. That just sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like something that might be right?
That sounds like something, if you asked me a question I didn't know the answer, I would
you
say
you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. You say something that sounds intelligent. So maybe they're right. I don't want to deny it. I don't even know who this is. I don't want to deny it, but okay. Makes sense. I mean, is it, like you said, is it heightened activity? Is it something that they're doing differently? Like, you know, it doesn't always smell like bad sewage downtown. After an event at the arena, you have a higher chance of smelling bad sewage. Is it something that is getting that more defined smell out there at the water treatment plant?
And here's part of why it's sticking in my head. Because you're driving, it's in that same area. I mentioned the Mentholatum building. And, you know, these new buildings, there's a revitalization going on that area of Niagara Street, you know, off of the 190. You're going to pay $2,000 a month to live on the water in the city of Buffalo?
With that?
And it's going to stink?
Yeah.
Like, what? How do you go? You can't open your windows, right? Or else, I mean, you got to be dealing with that 24/7.
That's an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
It is?
They buy an apartment downwind of the sewage treatment. Yeah.
All right. What stinks? 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Roger in Buffalo. Roger, you say you work at the water treatment plant.
Well, actually retired.
Okay. Is that what we're smelling?
What we have now is an understaff. They've cut the staff so much and they've cut the funding that more than half, 50% of the equipment there isn't working.
Okay. When you say cut the funding, at first I'm thinking they used to put dollar bills over the waste and that would block the smell. But no, so the equipment isn't running up to snuff, you say?
Yes, we have main pumps that aren't working. We have processes that are down. They've cut the staff so much with maintenance that it isn't getting treated like it should be, and that's resulting in the bad smells.
Oh, that's not good to hear.
All right, well, Roger, appreciate the call.
That's not good.
We're putting the pieces together. We're solving the mystery. So we got Roger who said he's retired from the plant. They're not being able to go through as much anymore. Okay.
Half the plant's not operating.
Someone else over here on the text board, 803-0930, backs up the wind has been out of the east more because of the storms on the East Coast, blowing the smell more. See, we used to export that smell to Canada, which was fine by me.
But now Mother Nature's not playing the role.
Canada is just collectively going like this, and they're blowing back the stench to us, and that's why it's wafting over the 190 a little bit. I mean, is that it?
That might be I just saw the text about someone's bus driver. I thought that was funny. But, I mean, all this stuff makes sense, and it could be a collection of things, Brian, because like you said, it is a defined smell, and it's kind of just lingering there. So it could be more than one factor playing into why it's so defined for every car that drives through this wall of stench. Yeah.
I know it's been there in the past. It's just over the last month, it's constant, seems stronger, been there longer, just looking for a little insight.
But if you're looking for a cheap, you know, in this housing market, if you're looking for maybe something you can negotiate within the stench.
But right, like those, they are, you know, prime waterfront apartments, beautifully renovated, high rents, and how could you even, you drive on the way there, right? If you're going along the 190, getting off at the next exit.
You're not even going to the open house.
No!
Yeah, unless you want to negotiate.
Wow.
Hey, all right, I smell that. I've got a Glade. Okay, I can plug into the wall. I've got a Glade air freshener I can plug into the wall. Let's negotiate the price here.
You can't deal with that. Someone mentioning how they say they used to row down there, and that is around the same area where you see all of the rowing teams going at it. How could you, like, row? It's a super cardiovascular intense exercise.
Bring a lot of oxygen in.
And just your... breathing that in,
yeah.
I can't even. But they mentioned now they go by where it smells like Lucky Charms, which is probably a better smell.
It's a lot better smell, easier to take all that oxygen in. Yep.
Someone else, maybe they should use some of the billion on the treatment plant instead of covering the 33.
I mean, come on,
cover the treatment plant.
Yeah,
put a lid on it. Let's stop the stench.
Or you put a pipe with a fan, so no matter how the wind is blowing, it will always blow towards Canada.
But
that's got to cost less than $1 billion.
How is this for, you know, first impressions into, because somebody else mentioned up in Niagara County and by the falls, if you go to the falls, and Joe, you were talking about it, you know, north on the 190, you go through Grand Island and you see all the garbage dumps. First you see them, which isn't, you know, those aren't exactly the rolling green hills of, you know, Little House on the Prairie or Sound of Music, you know, they're filled with trash and you smell it. And then you go further in and you see all the chemical plants and everything. It's such a terrible first impression of somebody driving in that way for the first time, right? And Buffalo has it equally as bad. If you think about that, if you're traveling on the 190, let's say you're going 190 south into Buffalo, that's how you're getting there. First, you drive past the smell, like, whoa, the city. Everything I read said the city smelled good. What's this? They think this is good here? This is the Cheerios? Cheerios smell much better in the box than what, you know, people don't know. And then let's say they get off at Louisiana Street and they're driving past the Perry Projects. Oh. I mean, that's to be your first impression of the city, that's pretty rough.
I was leaving an event on Friday, and, you know, the Peter Gabriel concert was letting out the same time I was heading home. And, you know, I was thinking of what you say, Brian, when you go through those apartment buildings that have not been used, I think, over a decade now, and that's what you're driving through to get to the 190. Again, that's what people first drive through when they get off the 190 to get downtown. And it's like, we haven't come up with a plan of something to do with all this land, with all these empty buildings. It's just an eyesore.
Yeah. Buffalo's...
Brian, your mic. Sorry.
No, that's my bad. Someone's saying Buffalo east of the lake, so the wind through it. But no, so the wind would have to be pushing east is what...
Yeah.
I don't know if we messed that up before. But just like that would be the wind theory, is that there's more of a east-going wind than usual that's carrying the smell.
So the smell's going to a different portion than it usually would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then someone had $1 billion to fill in. You're not filling it in. You're just putting a lid on the Kensington, and we can't fix the smell. I think fixing the smell should be a priority.
Yeah, I actually think it's higher on the list than covering the Kensington. And I would say that
it's higher on the list than almost anything.
And I would say people who live in the area would say the same thing.
Yeah, if you drive, just. Even if you don't drive there, you got a place where a ton of cars go. People are traveling every single day. Your city smells like blah. Huh.
We want to be inviting. We want Buffalo to be inviting. A bad stench is the first thing to U-turn, right? I mean, you know what? I'm getting away from here.
Yeah. And again, this is specifically 190 at Black Rock.
Yep.
It's a defined stretch where you know you're going into where the toll booth used to be, basically.
Yes.
By the Mentholatum building, in between the Peace Bridge and, you know, that area in Black Rock. Someone else, methane pipes on top of the grass. Oh, that's, now we're talking about further up north on the 190.
Now we're just talking about where does it stink in Western New York.
I know.
That's what that's turned into on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park dashboard.
Is there another stinky place that you can think of?
Like I said, for me, it's right before Grand Island. You can smell the gas or whatever is being held in those big things right along the 190. And then I think after a Sabres game, if it's a full arena, the smell of sewage when you walk outside the arena mixed with Cheerios.
The Cheerios. You can smell that? I'm trying to...
Think about the last time you went to
put myself right there.
A packed... There have been a few times a packed event, and you walk outside, and you can smell the sewage. I mean, again, that's an infrastructure issue that should be brought up. It's not every Sabres game because...
I want to say something, but I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
I think I know what you're talking about, and it's a charming smell to me.
Hey, to each his own. To each his own.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to, like, put myself
You like the there. Sewage mixed with Cheerio smell. This is...
Maybe that's like a nostalgic... It puts you in a time and place. I think I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think I don't mind it. Okay. This I mind, the 190 sewage.
Yeah.
That, I don't know.
You don't like driving through it. You're fine
it's a
walking
nostalgic.
Through it. Especially if
it's
they
like
put
the
a little...
smoking section at a...
They just put some Honey Nut Cheerio smell in it. You're fine.
Yeah. Just mix the Cheerios into that. Someone else mentioned the 33. Where is this? Dick Road exit off the 33. I can't vouch for that.
No, and I take that exit often enough to where again, maybe I need to go drive it after work today because that is not ringing a bell. And again, in the last 2 weeks, I've been in that stretch of the 190. I know in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten off the 33 at Dick Road, and I cannot place it. So I don't know. I'm not saying they're wrong. I just can't place it.
Yeah. So a couple people mentioning Hoyt Lake is... That smell would be, yikes, not that great. And then a sewage treatment plant, the opposite side of the street is Ford in Hamburg on Route 5. And when they're processing, the whole area reeks. I can't vouch for that one. I don't take that as much.
Yeah, I'm not there at all.
Bring it on to the who stinks or where stinks.
Yeah. But it's funny when you mention... a stinky smell somewhere in Western New York, how many people have a spot that smells? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Smelly spot?
Yeah, like a smelly a smelly spot.
There's quite a few of those.
I will say, though, to the positive, there have been times, and maybe this has to do with the wind again, there were a few times this summer, Brian, I swear, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not bending the truth, I swear I could smell that Cheerio smell in Amherst. At night, walking my dog like 10 at night, I swear I could smell it.
Maybe a bunch of people are just opening boxes.
Maybe that's what
time.
It is. Maybe it is.
Anyways, Joe, I know you were watching last night The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully the Thursday night game was not all that great. So The Golden Bachelor, I was going to give it a chance. And Brian, I watched all the way through the end of Bachelor in Paradise. So I watched both Bachelor series premiered last night. And again, we're talking about 40 years difference in the ages. But The Golden Bachelor, I thought it was good. I'm definitely in for the next episode. You had Faith, who came in on a motorcycle. She got the first impression rose, not to ruin anything. And you also had one of Prince's ex-girlfriends who claims Sexy Dancer was written about her.
We played a clip this morning, and I couldn't...
From Faith.
I couldn't make it through 30 seconds, much less. How long was this episode?
It was an hour, which I thought was perfect. 1 hour, The Bachelor, Golden Bachelor, yeah. 1 hour Bachelor
I couldn't
in
make
Paradise.
It through 30 seconds. So,
yeah.
But what reality shows are people watching out there? Because if you're watching TV, chances are you're watching every promo, everything I see is for a reality show. So what makes a good one? Are you watching this one? And if not... what one are you watching? Because they're all over the place. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
What's this pitch you just got, Joe?
Here is the pitch, one of these every day. Expert, Dianne Feinstein's death and why politicians keep getting older.
Well, you see, every time, you don't need the expert, I'll say, every time the Earth makes... a revolution around the sun.
Yes.
You get a little bit older. And every time the Earth revolves around its own axis. You get a even tinier bit older. And if you wait long enough and you keep the same people, they will get older with it. This is how time works.
I was going to say, you keep electing the same people.
If you notice yourself, when you're just born, you're very tiny, and then you grow through time, you get older. And then your body changes as you get... This is like how life works.
Well, I might
That's how getting older happens.
I might need a guest for Hardlines. We might hear the expert, too. We'll match it up next to yours.
Why are politicians getting older? Well, it's the same person. If you vote the same person in over the span of 10 years, they will be 10 years older than when you first started voting them in.
Yeah, and they're not leaving. That's the problem.
That is how it works. Mystery solved.
We should pitch you. We should pitch you to the same
Could
people.
You imagine if, though, like somebody brought me on their show? And that's...
We've got an expert on this.
Politicians, they keep getting older. What's happening? Well, you see. You and I, 10 years ago, we were 10 years younger. And now, we're 10 years older. Because 10 years have passed in that amount of time.
Yes.
The same thing happens if you're an auto mechanic or if you work in the U.S. Senate. You get older as time moves on, and you are the same person. This is how life works.
That's right. I mean, I was just having that thought yesterday. 10 years ago, I was 25. Like, now I'm 35. 35 feels so much older.
That's how it works.
It's not like the Justin Timberlake movie where you can keep buying time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good movie, by the way. But it's not like that.
Yeah. I won't be shocked if, a year from now, I'm 34.
And I'll be 36.
That's how it works.
Can you believe it? By the way, speaking of time, you know, there was a time, Brian, where The Price is Right had full crowd. It was a full audience. Then they had COVID, and then they went to these pods. And they've had these pods for a while. On Monday, they premiered the new studio back to a full audience for the first time since early 2020. And let me tell you, Brian, it is the show you know and love once again.
It's electric.
It really... I know the pods, there were a lot of people in there, but this with everyone on top of each other, place going nuts.
Drew Carey couldn't hear the snap count.
Drew Carey, he shaved, he cut his hair again. He looks like he's lost a little weight. I mean, it is back to the Price is Right that you know and love, and it is electric in that new studio they just built. So I can't believe I've gone all week without saying it, because I did watch The Price is Right on Monday, and it was so exciting. I stood up and started cheering on Monday, so I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see that The Price is Right is back. Speaking of things that you watch on TV, that is everyone's favorite reality show, and back to what you expect when you turn on Channel 4 at 11.
Yeah, reality shows. So last night, The Golden Bachelor kicked off with what I'm told was an unforgettable night for Bachelor. Is it Jerry?
Gary. I know.
No. Is this how, when was he born? Was this popular back in?
Whatever 71 years ago was, Brian, I'm not good at math. 19, was that 42? Or is that 52? It's 52.
Yeah.
52.
Jerry. It's not Gerry.
It's Gary.
That's Jerry.
Well, he thinks it's Gary.
Is that the age?
I don't know. Maybe everyone keeps calling him Gary.
I don't want to get caught up on this. But
everyone keeps calling him Gary, and he doesn't have his hearing aid on. Because, they made a big point of it, that he has a hearing aid.
I'm going to always say it, Jerry. I apologize to Gary. Jerry Turner, 22 women vying for his love. 61-year-old Faith arrived at the mansion on a motorcycle, serenaded him.
I want to play a little bit of a song for you, okay?
I can't wait.
Okay. It goes something like this. See you sitting here in the night. Be the man of my dreams.
I'm becoming physically ill. Listening to this.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm not good at watching people try to sing. This wasn't my thing. I was, by the way, I should point out, I was cleaning my apartment while this was on.
I'm glad you were multitasking.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know I was doing something else while this was on. I really thought, again, I mean, maybe this is his kind of thing. I didn't think he liked the song as much as he was playing it off. I thought it was an act. Then he gave her the first impression, Rose, like, oh, Joe, you're an idiot. He really did. I thought, again, if we would have taken bets at the beginning of the show, I thought the ex-girlfriend of Prince would have gotten the first impression, Rose. They seemed to really hit it off. I was wrong. Faith got the first impression, Rose. And the woman who fell asleep and missed the rose ceremony did not get a rose, surprisingly.
I mean, that's...
Again, I think that was a planted bit.
That would have left a good first impression on me. Good. That would have left a first impression, for sure. Falling asleep, I would have not forgotten that.
But I'll tell you this. I've been a fan of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette series. I think it's well done, but not very successful. It is interesting how successful in ratings this show is, but in relationships, the success rate I believe is under 10%. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, yeah, it's got to be. And thank you, whoever texted this in, Jerry, short for Gerald. It doesn't have to be, by the way. You can just be a Jerry. Gary is Gary.
He thinks he's Gary.
It's spelled G-E-R-R-Y.
I understand that. He thinks he's Gary.
Again.
So it always interests me with the success rate. But you go to this, you have the Golden Bachelor on for an hour, and that goes right into the season premiere of Bachelor in Paradise, where Brian, one of the contestants, I guess that's what you call him, one of the people on the show, it's their fourth time on a Bachelor-related program. Three times on The Bachelorette. Actually got engaged on Katie's season of The Bachelorette. They broke up, and now he's right around our age, and he's on The Bachelor in Paradise. Hey. Is four the limit? You know, we talk about term limits in Washington. Should there be a term limit on The Bachelor? Should you only get so many appearances?
No, it sounds like they're a good Bachelor player. They keep coming back.
I thought the point was to find love, or is the
no,
point
the
just
point
to get
is to be on
clicks.
TV?
Yeah, there it is.
And do something. My favorite part of this, I was saying it. You watch any of these shows, and they'll show, you know, like Christine, 23, and then occupation underneath, you know, software developer. And if they were actually being real, it would be Christine, 23, unemployed.
Yes,
because no one just gets to take 2 months off of work to go film a show. You're not working a job. Your job is now reality TV star.
I was going to say you are working a job.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me, I think a lot of these people are aspiring social media influencers. Because it's interesting how many of them have become social media influencers after appearing on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
So every show is a reality show. Everything I see, it's The Golden Bachelor. If I'm watching a Bills game and I see the highlights, it's for Survivor or highlights. The promo Survivor.
Amazing Race.
You've got Amazing Race.
Big Brother.
Fox has their show where reality stars are jumping off of cliffs.
Yeah. By the way, there is a former Bachelor contestant
on
that show.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
The Masked Singer, there's American Idol, there's like it's all reality shows. So chances are, if you're watching TV, you're watching some sort of reality program. What is it? 803-0930. And what exactly draws you? Like, what makes a good reality show in this day and age? On our text board, chimed in. I'm embarrassed to say, but I watch Jersey Shore and Teen Mom and subscribe to Hulu just to watch the Kardashians. I think we've gone past the point, Joe, of I'm embarrassed to say, but, right? Like, reality TV is so prevalent. It's everywhere. It's obviously super popular because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be the only thing on TV and they wouldn't keep making these shows. I don't think it's that much of a guilty pleasure anymore.
No, there's a reason I still watch Jersey Shore, because I watched Jersey Shore in college. I'm not ashamed to say that's why. Oh, I watched these people when they were younger, when I was in college. Now they're old and have kids like me. Oh, I'm going to see how their life has progressed. I never really got into Teen Mom, but Jersey Shore, I can understand watching that. Again, it's a show that's been on now for over a decade, and you are watching, you are growing with these people.
I can't say I'm a big reality fan of anything.
That does not surprise anyone listening.
I know of a ton of shows because my wife loves the reality TV stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, you can picture us on the couch putting the kids to bed. I'm either in the book, on the phone, she's watching whatever the show is of the season.
I mean, it tells you how popular it is. The network Bravo used to be about the arts and entertainment. Bravo's the name, right? That was the whole point of the station. They've literally revamped that network. It has nothing to do with the name anymore. Bravo is the reality show station.
It's only reality shows?
It's the Real Housewives of insert major city here.
Well, it's MTV, too. It used to be a music. Now it's just reality.
Teen Mom, Catfish, Jersey Shore.
But what makes a good reality show? Because I feel like we used to have better ideas that if they were brought back, I actually might want to watch
The Real World.
Some of these, no.
Okay. Okay. because that is the original reality show.
Yeah. To me, Survivor was the original. Like, that really kicked it off. Survivor was interesting.
Still on.
Yeah, I watched the first season just like everybody. I watched a little bit of the second season, and it was just kind of, okay, I get it. Like, we've done it. I'm done.
Did it get stale?
Yeah. For me, it got stale during season two. They're on, what, season 45?
That's the problem with Survivor. It's at least two every year.
But it's obviously not a problem. If there's 45 seasons, people are watching it and loving it.
So I, yes and no. Remember, when Survivor, it takes a lot less to keep a show on TV in 2023 than it did when Survivor premiered in the early 2000s. You know, does that make sense? Like, the numbers that Bob Patterson got, I know I always go back to Bob Patterson. The numbers that Bob Patterson got, that would be a 10-season sitcom now in 2023, right? Bob Patterson Survivor came out in the same year. So I agree with you. Obviously, enough people are watching it. But I think for a majority of the original audience,
well, it's like it's everything stale. Right now, there's a million different options to watch. Right. There's not 10 reality shows. There's 110. And like, everyone's kind of scattered. You can't watch them all. You're scattered around. To me, they are all fun. There's the competition shows is one cat, you know, your Survivors, like all these things. You're trying to do some challenges. And what's the one on MTV? It's a spinoff of The Real World.
Road Rules.
No.
The Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
That to me is one that you could maybe get behind and watch because it's like a little bit of a competition.
It's on CBS now.
They put it on network TV?
Yeah.
It's only reality. So there's those types of reality shows. Then there's a bunch of people in a house fighting and making out reality shows. Then there's the looking for love reality shows. And it's like one of the three things. I feel like there used to be more variety, though, in the, like, it was looking for love, but something crazy twist involved.
There is literally no, going back to the Bravo shows, and my wife loves those shows, and I have to admit, I've sat down and watched a few with her. There is, I mean, it's literally, everything's the same show with a different audience. I mean, it's the exact same. Here are the scenarios. Here's what these people do or don't do. And we're just going to put a different title on every show. That's what, in my opinion, Bravo's become. I do like the competition shows. I used to love American Idol. I think American Idol's gotten stale. I think people are just sick of the same thing. And again, the winners of American Idol are not becoming the superstars they were 10 years ago.
Here's Fear Factor. That was a good reality show.
And when I catch a replay, I'll sit down and watch it.
I watched that show when they rebooted it like 10 years ago. I watched it again. I think they rebooted it again without Rogan and like little. But the problem is like everything's nerfed down now. Like you can't, the stuff they did on Fear Factor.
You can't do.
You thought somebody was going to get seriously hurt doing one of the stunts or seriously ill eating one of those disgusting things that they put on the plate, right?
Oh, yeah. Or sitting in a bin where they would just throw
tarantulas and whatever on you.
Ugh.
I watched that. Like, if you want to be famous, you want to be put on TV, do something. You know, how about this? Evel Knievel reality show. Jump a motorcycle over a school bus.
Yeah.
That, and I want to see amateurs try and do it. I would watch that reality show.
Yeah, a lot of law. A lot of lawyers would have to be involved in that show.
Is Springer like a reality show?
Springer was a reality show, yes. Maury, that's what they became, that's a reality show. Those are people on there bringing their life issues.
They should have put that on primetime.
I'm actually surprised there was never a Jerry Springer primetime.
Right? I am too. I mean, so successful.
Back what Fox TV used to be in the late 90s, early 2000s, I'm surprised that never was a primetime in the primetime lineup.
Yeah. We'll go to Kathy in Hamburg. Kathy, do you watch reality TV?
I do not. None of it. Zero. But my question would be, wouldn't the original reality TV be WWF wrestling?
Why do you say that, Kathy? Because I might want to agree with you.
Okay. I get that it may be soap opera-esque, but, you know, people, like, really live the lives of those wrestlers. Like, they, you know, you would go to those events and people would know, like, their real names and their wives and husbands' names and their kids' names and where they lived and where they grew up. So, to me, with all the drama behind it, which is all sketched, just like most of these reality TV shows, I would tend to think that wrestling was the original reality TV.
Kathy, I like where your head is at. Thanks for the call. I think it has more in common that, you know, it's not reality, it's fake. All reality TV is fake. So if you start with that, right, it is real people with exaggerated identities put in soap opera-esque scenarios. I think Kathy's right. That's reality TV.
Yeah,
like for sure. That's basically what it is. So I kind of want to agree with Kathy there. Someone else said the home improvement, remodeling, construction type shows.
I like those shows.
That is the type of reality TV. So that's anything from like Extreme Home Makeover to
Flip or Flop.
Yes,
love that show.
I was going to say House Hunters too. That's got to be one of the most popular shows
love
on the
it
planet
or list
still.
It.
Love it or list it. Those shows, 100% of the time. My favorite was Holmes Inspection. Remember that one?
No.
It was a Canadian guy who would go on in and tell you how everyone messed up building your house. And was like, this would cost you $400,000, but don't worry, I got you.
Would Guy's Grocery Games count as a reality show? Because that's like I love Guy's Grocery Games. That's my kind of, that's probably more of a game show, but.
Yeah, is game show a little separate?
Yeah.
Like, and it's a fine line between. Like, Survivor is kind of a game show. But there's a fine line between game show and reality show.
Yeah.
Like, Survivor toes that line a little bit. You know, competition, you're all in it for something. You have the host. But there's a little more, you have to have a little more drama involved. A workplace reality show. Those are always kind of interesting.
Undercover Boss?
Undercover Boss, it's an interesting premise. I would never watch the show. I have watched a ton of... So maybe I do watch reality TV. If you expand the programming past like
Shark
the
Tank.
Drama stuff, Shark Tank is like that game show reality.
The Apprentice?
What's his face? Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, I remember watching a little bit of that, but his hotel show, Hotel Nightmares.
Oh, I saw Kitchen Nightmares, never saw Hotel Nightmares.
I'm going to just put a guess out there, Joe. Same exact thing. One's in a hotel, one's in a kitchen.
Because Kitchen Nightmares was great. He would go in there. I mean, Bar Rescue. We had John Taffer on this show. Bar Rescue. That's a reality show.
Storage Wars.
Yeah, but they say that there were some pre-planned.
Oh, Joe, don't tell me that.
Nah, that's what I heard. That's all I heard.
Gonna break my heart.
I heard that some stuff might have been planted. I also miss phony reality shows. Remember these back? There was one, I can't remember the name of the show, where it was these two people had to convince everybody that they were getting married to win like a certain amount of money.
Yes, but like, the ideas that never happen anymore, Joe.
But one of the guys was an actor. And yes. He did everything to make it not happen.
Yeah.
She didn't know he was an actor, even though he was in a Hungry Man commercial. I forgot the name of the show, but it was hilarious. I love stuff like that.
My slob something, or I remember exactly what you're telling about. Like, these ideas don't happen anymore.
No.
They're like too gross for TV for some reason.
Married at First Sight. That's a very popular one that I've never watched. But I know it's very popular.
Oh, yeah. Like all the Netflix reality shows.
Yeah.
But there's that, like, Joe Millionaire.
Joe Millionaire.
The real, what was the very first, was Joe Millionaire the first one? No, what's the, there's, Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire?
Yes.
Is what I'm thinking. Like, these ideas are just, they've been banned from TV.
And why?
I don't know, Joe. the government will be shut down, so Hardline is...
live.
Okay.
Hardline's live. Apparently, no one wants to talk about the government being shut down, but I'll be here because, as we talked about earlier in the week, I made my money back selling my tickets to the Bills game. So I will be here, and we'll be live as your political pregame show Sunday at 10 o'clock. Guest to be determined, but there are a lot of requests out there. So if you know someone, tell them to be my guest on Hardline. And Brian and I will be back on Monday, hopefully talking about a Bills victory. Go Bills. Go Hokies. Have yourself a great weekend. David Bellavia is up next on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.